John, smiles all around. But it is a fantastic victory for your side today here in Donegal.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, when the draw was made, everyone said it was a draw from hell. But look, you know, we got our heads down and we said, look, it's just another pitch. It's just another team. Donegal were excellent in Killarney. But we've sometimes there, if you're off a big victory, that it's not maybe to, you know, maybe they got a small bit complacent or whatever. But we felt that we needed to be in the game coming down the home straight if we could at all. And we felt if we were, we'd have savage hunger. And I think, you know, that's the way it panned out today.
Look, obviously the victors can write the history books and all that, but the game plan, you must be so pleased how it worked.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, game plans are one thing and they can go out the window breaking the ball one way or the other. You know, we had a good game plan in Killarney as well and we were told we were absolute rubbish, you know. So, look, some days it goes for you. A lot depends on what's inside the shirt of guys. And, you know, I thought we had showed great heart and showed great determination coming down the home straight today.
Obviously, given the logistics, the place is 3/4, even 5/8 of the home support. But you got to quieten that crowd halfway through. Your pocket support started making noise. And you really grew into that game.
Yeah, as I said, look, I referenced inside to the lads there that, you know, it was great to give our football supporters a fantastic day out. You know, we knew all the lads there nearly by name that have followed us the length and breadth of the country and the last couple of years, in good days and in bad days. And look, thanks be to God, this year we've had more good days than bad days. And but I said, for those supporters, it was absolutely fantastic. And you know, the joy we saw gave them, you know, with this victory, we're very, very pleased about that.
Was there any particular moment in that second half when you got on the run that you thought this might happen here?
Yeah, I think maybe Tommy Walsh's two-pointer was a huge one. You know, it came from a turnover, I think, in back. And we, you know, and Tommy was going outside of the foot, and I'm blue in the face from telling him not to shoot to the outside of the foot. But look, you know, there was a bit of a breeze behind him and got over the, you know, I think that was a big turning point in the game. Yeah.
Obviously, the two-pointers, you know, you got a significant amount of them today. The tally, I don't have the top of my head here, but you got a good few. They're big moments in the game.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Like the modern game, you can be 7 or 8 points down, and next day, a couple of two-pointers, and you get the momentum, and I felt that's what happened. And we kept going at them. I felt we didn't, even when we got a point or two up, we didn't hold back. We went to make a three, and we should have made a three. And I thought we defended heroically the whole game. And I think, in the modern game, how do they score 113, 114, you know, maybe 115? I think a lot of our heroes were in defence today, you know.
The route now opens up a little bit for you. You have next weekend off from a games point of view. You're through to the quarter final. It's a huge step forward.
Yeah, absolutely. But as I said, look, to the lads inside, we've nothing won yet. We'll enjoy this evening. But it's down to brass tacks. We have a week off next week, but we've got to use that. We've got to work. And we know there's every day you go out, teams will be sniping at us now. We'll be up there to be shot at, just like we're Donegal today. And we'll take nothing for granted. We've nothing won yet. But we are looking forward to going back to Croke Park in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you very much, Sean. Best of luck. No, Jen, thank you.